track 9, Kaliya's wife's prayers continued.
क्या मर रहे हैं? और चिंता से कुछ हो जाता, मरने से हो जाता, तब भी भगवान सोचते
हैं। If after being in anxiety and worrying and dying, if the people could actually do something in control of their problems, it the Lord will think okay, but the amount of weight that's in Krishna's shoulder to maintain everyone, it's always the same. He's still maintaining everybody, but we are unnecessarily taking so much anxiety as to how I will maintain myself. Sometimes the saintly people, they tell of this story.
घोड़ा पर जा रहा था।
One time, one man, he was on a horse.
गठर भी था, गठरी थी कुछ।
He had big weight with him, tied up in a cloth.
अरे तुम कितना?
And while he was traveling on a horse, somebody told him, "Oh, you are so cruel. You yourself are riding on that horse, and you put that big guttery, big weight on the horse also. You're so cruel." So the man felt really sorry for the horse. He thought, "Oh, I'm putting so much weight on the horse and myself." So what he did was he took off the weight and put it on his head, on his shoulders. On his head, so that the horse can get some relief, he can relax. The amount of weight that was on the horse, it's still on the horse. Plus, you're going to break your neck. In the same way, a person considers himself the karta, that I am doing everything, what anybody will do to maintain himself, the Lord is doing everything. Whether it's his own maintenance, or whether it's family's maintenance, whether the country is, the Lord is maintaining everyone. We never have to teach Krishna, "You created this world, so please maintain us." We never have to tell him that.
He's
always aware. He, from long before, he has already thought out how he's going to do what. But still, we all put that big weight on our head. We don't learn. You see anybody, they have all these lines of anxieties on their head. Anxiety, anxiety. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Ma shucha," do not fear.
और जो कुछ करना है वो मैं करता हूँ।
लिव इन आनंद, लिव इन ब्लिस।
बहुत हमने दुष्कर्म किया है।
What has to be done, I'm doing. Or if you say, "I've done so much sin, so I'll have to suffer." Krishna says, "Just surrender, I will take care of your sins."
तैयार हो रहे थे।
Arjun was ready to fight. He was ready to fight in the war. In front of him, he had this great anxiety that if I kill all these people, I will get so much sinful reaction. I'll have to suffer so much. The Lord said, "Nothing will happen. I am telling you, kill and do your job." And even then, Krishna showed Arjun his Virat Roop, his universal form.
Maya evayate nihatah purvameva nimitta matram bhav savisaji. Dekho, hamare dwara ye sab maar diye gaye.
See, savisaji, I have already killed everyone. See, the Lord has no for him there's no difference between past, present and future. The thing that is about to happen, for him it's already happened. There is no difference. Arjun saw that everyone is going to get crushed in Krishna's teeth. So whatever is going to happen, Krishna is doing, we are unnecessarily worrying so much. We should just go on and do our duties. Bhut means panch mahabhut. Matra means their small branches like roop, rang, gandh, adi, etc.
And
prana, 10 types, and man, buddhi, and false ego. He is, the Lord is the niyamta or the controller of all these. And because of being controlled by the three modes of material nature, having the aham bhavana, thinking themselves to be the body, we are his parts and parcel. He who has covered us, his parts and parcels, with his energy. To this Prabhu, the Supreme Lord, we offer our obeisances. Guda means hidden, and Swa means Swams, and Atma means Jiva. All the Jivas are Swamsa of Krishna. They are his parts and parcels. But their knowledge is covered by the Lord's modes of material nature. Why? Because this body is made of the three modes of material nature, and the Jiva, living entity, is considering himself to be this body, considering his subtle body to be himself, and therefore he is covered. It's the Lord's external energy Maya, which has covered everyone.
जैसे कोई अपने घर को बिल्कुल भूल जाए और दूसरे जगह जा करके
Just like if somebody forgets his own home and he goes to another place and he unnecessarily gets involved in thinking about the trivial problems there.
अगर कोई कहे कि
And then if somebody comes to tell him that why are you here and you're unnecessarily worrying about things, don't you know? You have your home and your wife is there, your children, your society is there. Why are you worried unnecessarily? So if he gets this knowledge, then he will realize that he's worrying about so insignificant things somewhere else where he doesn't belong. And he will leave it immediately and run to his home. I'm going to my home, my family. So this Swarup, his own original knowledge for the living entity, has been covered. And considering himself to be this body, made of three modes of material nature, he is covered. And those persons who are successful in this material world, their knowledge is covered more deeply. Suppose persons who own more land, more wealth, beautiful body, education. So they are more susceptible to losing their original knowledge about themselves. Because they will have some sense of being satisfied in this world. But those who suffer a lot, they may start to think that it seems like this is not a good place to live. Why am I suffering? Sanatana Goswami says, why am I being burned by these three modes of material miseries? When the living entity thinks like this, only then he'll want to leave this. He'll want to leave this material world. And if he has a lot of wealth, and he has good family, and he has healthy body, and he has education and good respect in society, then why would he want to go somewhere else? He will think that this is a very nice place, and he'll have some sense of satisfaction. Why he'll want to think about a spiritual world, that there is some other place better to go to? So he's covered. This world is covered by three modes of material nature. There is this material body, the home, or land. Everything is made from three modes of material nature, and our intelligence is also drowned in these three modes of material nature, that this is mine and this is me. When the intelligence is I and mine here,
so
then the actual me, I and me and mine, how he can have the intelligence of the actual? You understand it like this. Suppose somebody is sleeping and he's dreaming, and as long as he's dreaming, he's seeing that this is me and this is mine and this is happening to me.
So
whatever he is in his awakened life, how he will understand? How he'll know what he really is?
Because
on one hand, he's actually seeing himself in his dream as someone else dreaming. Suppose somebody is dreaming that he has become a bird and he's flying. I'm going here, there. But actually, he's a man who is sleeping on the bed. He has his office, his car, his work, so many things. As long as this dream is going on, how he can know his real position as a person when he's awake? Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago.
Jago.
Wake up.
Jeev Krishna Das, Karile Vishwas, Ar Bhay Nahi.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Jeev Krishna Das, Kar Vishwas.
मन में दृढ़ आस्था बन जाए कि जीव कृष्ण का नित्य दास है तब भय नहीं है.
When the living entity is fixed in his mind and he understands that he is a living entity and he is eternal servant of Krishna, then there is no fear, no bhay. That means his sleep is broken, his dream is gone.
Swarupa abhiman,
Triguna abhiman and Swarupa abhiman. These two words are totally opposite. Here the word in this verse is given Triguna Abhiman. Me, I, me and mine, intelligence in this world that is made of three modes of material nature. That is Triguna Abhiman.
Abhiman ka yaad. अहंता और ममता को अभिमान करो।
अभिमान मीन्स अहंता एंड ममता, आई एंड माइन।
भगवान की ऐसी शक्ति है कि अनंत कोटि जीवों के ज्ञान को गूढ़ कर।
दिस इज सच अ शक्ति ऑफ द लॉर्ड, एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी दैट अनलिमिटेड लिविंग एंटिटीज are covered with this intelligence, I and mine, that I am this body made of this three modes of material world. They're thinking this is their real swaroop.
एक व्यक्ति की शक्ति देखिए, इतने जीवों का ज्ञान हर लिया गया।
Just see the energy of one person. It has taken away the intelligence of unlimited living entities.
आप उसे क्षमा कर दीजिए।
So they're saying, please, the wives of Kaliyas, they're saying, so please forgive our husband.
जाएगी अंत में कि आप क्षमा कर दीजिए, आप क्षमा करने योग्य।
You are capable of forgiveness.
नमो नंताय सूक्ष्माय कुटस्थाय विपश्चिते नानावादानुरोधाय वाच्यवाचक शक्तये।
Text 43, 42 and 43. There is no end to you. Your energies, your mercy, your mercy, your Aishwarya, there is no end to it. Previous verse, it was Ananta Shakti word. This verse is Anant. There is no end to all your qualities. It is not limited by time, place and circumstance. And all the humans and demigods, they are limited by time, place and circumstance. There is a limit.
बर्थ डेट से लेकर के और मरण डेट
अप टिल नाउ ऑल द ह्यूमंस दैट हैव कम दे ऑल हैव हैड सम लिमिट फ्रॉम बर्थ डेट ऑफ बर्थ टू डेट ऑफ डेथ दे आर लिमिटेड बाय टाइम बट लॉर्ड ही इज फ्रॉम व्हेन एंड
न तो शुरू में सीमा चालू है
देर इज नो बिगिनिंग एंड देर इज नेवर एनी एंड This is called Anant.
Sima. हम लोग एक देश में सीमित हैं.
And we are also limited by देश. We are limited by place, by small place. Maybe we are limited by our house, our city. What is that place where Krishna is not there?
We are अपरिचिन्न.
So he's aparichin.
इसी प्रकार से भगवान के समस्त गुण है मतलब उनका सौंदर्य
इन दिस वे ऑल इन दिस इन द सेम वे ऑल हिज क्वालिटीज मीन्स हिज ब्यूटी
कृपा
हिज कृपा मर्सी हिज ऐश्वर्य एवरीथिंग दैट इज देयर देयर इज नो लिमिट टू इट देयर इज इट्स परिचिन अपरिचिन
स्मृति की सीमा है हमारे स्नेह की सीमा है
देयर इज लिमिट टू आर स्मृति आर रिमेम्बरेंस आर स्नेह आर अफेक्शन
कितना स्नेह करेंगे
हाउ मच कैन वी बी अफेक्शन टू समबडी
बहुत सीमा है लेकिन भगवान
देयरफॉर एवरीथिंग इज लिमिटेड सो फॉर द लॉर्ड नथिंग दैट ही हैज इज लिमिटेड
अनंत
अनंत
उनका नाम ही है अनंत गुणान अनंतवा जब
समटाइम्स कृष्णास नेम इज अनंत
की अनंतता के कारण ही भगवान का नाम है अनंत
बिकॉज़ ही इज अनलिमिटेड बिकॉज़ ही इज अनलिमिटेड गुणास हिज क्वालिटीज ही सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज कॉलिंग हिम अनंत अनंत नमो अनंताय
और सूक्ष्म
सुत गोस्वामी व्हेन ही बिगिंस द भागवतम ही कॉल्स कृष्णा अनंत And he is Sukshma. Means very supremely subtle. His gunas, his qualities, pastimes is not to be understand with people with very dull intelligence. not very easy to understand because he is sukshma. Sukshma means very fine, small. So Krishna is supremely subtle. How sukshma, he says that in Bhagavad Gita, among the sukshmas I am jiva. In Srimad Bhagavatam he says that among the sukshmas I am jiva. He can be so small. He can be invisible. The tip of a hair, if it's split into 100 pieces.
And then,
out of that 100 pieces, you take one piece and make that, split that into 100 pieces. One of those pieces will be, that's how small we are. We cannot understand, it's beyond our imagination how small that is, immeasurable. There's no machine that can measure the size of the soul. Is there any machine that can split the end of the hair into 100 parts? They cannot even split it into two parts. The end of the hair, if you look at it, it's so small, it's smaller than a point. How you can split it? If you just take the very end, the tip of the end of the hair, it will be difficult to break it into two pieces. And suppose if somebody could split it into 100 pieces, and then again you take that one piece out of the 100 pieces, and again you make that into 100 pieces. How sukshma subtle is the living entity, how small. It's unimaginable. And the Lord is more subtle than the jivas. Is Anu Raniya Mahatomiya, smaller than the Anu. He is more Anu than Anu. He is more smaller than the smallest. And Mahato Mahiyat.
Aisa kuch bhi nahi anand koti brahmand mein jo Bhagwan ke ek rom koop mein na aate jaye.
There is nothing in this whole universe that will not fit in one of his, the pores of his hairs on his body. Whole universe. Kirodakshai Vishnu, from his mouth comes out unlimited universes when he is sleeping through his pores. He's bigger than the biggest and smaller than the smallest. There are such living entities, they are so small that they cannot be seen. But within them there is Paramatma.
जीवांतर जामी जीव के भीतर भी परमात्मा है.
Within the living entity means next to him, next to the living entity, with him. And Kutasthaya, he is calling him Kutasthaya, text 43.
और फिर शरीर के होते हैं.
There are so many vikars, like the mind has six vikars, the body has like birth,
Ishthati,
growth,
jayate, vardhate, parigramate,
multiplying,
jiryate, vinasyate,
getting old and dying. For the body there are six vikars, like this.
Hai,
the body is born, it grows, becomes youthful, stays for some time. Then there is growth, how the hair and the nails are always coming out. If anybody from birth, if they don't cut their hair, anybody will become like a big jatadhari.
If
one does not cut their nails, So from the bodies coming, and then offsprings, and then jirna getting old, and then vinashya, death. So six vikaras of the body. But in the Lord's body, there is no such thing. He is free from all these. And manasik mind, vikar, kaam, krodh, moh, lobh, mad, moh, matsari. These are six vikars of the mind. Shad vikar. The Lord does not have any of these vikritis. His mind as it is, it's always like that. And look at the mind of the human being. Not in for one day, it is always the same. When he's sleeping and he's dreaming, and he's awakened and he's doing something, by then he gets angry with his wife or with his child. He gets hard-headed. So this kind of vikaras keep coming. Sometimes moha is high, this is me, this is mine. Sometimes kaam, krodh, moh, jalan, being envious of somebody. It's the same mind, one mind, but it goes through so many different things, so many vikaras. Everyone is witness of their mind, what their mind is doing all day. But actually the Lord's mind and Himself, there's no difference. And always the same. Therefore he is called Kutastha. He is always fixed in the center. So they're saying, you're not that kind of Prabhu who will get angry. You're always the same. You're Kutastha. Vipaschite means you're very learned. Vipaschite. You know everything. You're the omniscient one. You know all living entities. One who's sarvagya, he's called Vipaschita. Nana vada anurodhaya.
Bhagavan kahte hain ki main aisa hu, lekin hamare vishay mein to log anek prakar ke baad upasthit kiye hain ki Bhagavan aise hain.
You're saying that I am like this, but people say so many things. So many philosophy that I'm like, God is like this, like that. So many different ideas and words. Then the women, the wives, they say, yes, there's so many different kinds of vadas, so many different kinds of philosophies and ideas, words. But all these are only about you, one person. Anurodh means a limit. They all speak different things, but they're all talking about God, especially on this planet Earth. They have put so many names of the Supreme Lord, and some people actually preach that God has no name. This is also one kind of philosophy. Who has no name? God has no name. So they're still talking about God. Who doesn't have form? God doesn't have form. This is called Nana Vad Anurodh. Means any kind of philosophy in the end is talking about God. Just like if somebody says about some person, he is not a human being, he is an animal. They may be calling him animal, but they're still talking about him. On this planet, there are so many philosophy, and for the Supreme Lord, there's so many philosophies, and they've made so many ways to please God also. Somebody is thinking that by doing dhyan, you can get God. And what is the dhyan they do? Only a burning lamp light. This is their dhyan. This is their meditation. And some people meditate that they should not see any form. This is their God. No, in their meditation they should not see anything, no tree, no animals, no grass, nothing. Because they think, as far as their mind can go, whatever their mind can think and see, that's Maya. So they think in their mind, let's not think about anything made of Maya. So when we don't think of anything made of Maya, maybe we will get God. So according to them, Lord has no form. This is their thinking. Some people think that Lord, you will get God if you remain very quiet. He doesn't like talking, so they go moan. And some people think standing up, you will get God. You should stand up, but stand up for bhajan. Many times we do bhajan standing up. In aarti we're standing up. In harinam we're standing up. Everyone is standing up. But if one just quietly stands up and makes his foot like elephant's foot, standing, Dhruva Maharaj did bhajan standing up. Atri, so many sages, they did bhajan standing up. Sometimes even among us, when we're feeling sleepy, we stand up and chant our rounds. Best is that we sit down and chant. But if sleep is coming, then you can stand and do your bhajan. Stand and chant your rounds. So there's so many philosophies. What to speak of other kinds of philosophy? Within bhakti, there is 9 different categories. And in each one of 9, each one has so many different branches.
Bhakti yoga bahu vidhar margar bhamini bhavya.
So, for you, in this world, there's so many philosophies, so many ideas, so many words. For whom are there so many philosophies and words and ideas? For that person who is dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, our husband. Now, whatever they can think of him, they can. People in the olden days, they were very pure-hearted. They could understand the form of the Lord. They knew Lord has a form. They may sometimes be misunderstanding of which roop he has, but they all always knew that the Lord has a form. And it's only about 514 or something years ago that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. When he went to Vrindavan, one day, boatman, he was on a boat, and he had a little lamp light on his boat, and he was trying to catch fish. So, they had just very plain faith in the Lord, and they thought the Lord has appeared.
भगवान प्रकट हुए चारों तरफ हल्ला और दीपक जो
they used to go there was so much noise at night they used to think this must be God they used to so that this was actually Kaliya his body seemed like a boat and his light seemed like a little lamp on the boat so when they saw the light they said God has appeared on that boat
और मल्लाह जो था कृष्ण था दीपक जो जल रहा था वो कालिये के फण पर मणि जल रहा था और मल्लाह जो था वो कृष्ण था
सो ऑल द विलेजर्स दे सेड दैट द बोट वाज वी सॉ दिस इज लॉर्ड चैतन्यस टाइम वी सॉ देयर वाज अ बोट एंड दैट वाज कालियास बॉडी एंड वी सॉ अ लैंप ऑन इट देयर वाज द जूल ऑन हिज हुड एंड वी सॉ द बोटमैन एंड दैट वाज एक्चुअली कृष्ण So all the villagers were talking like that. They come at night and they look and they were all making this big noise. So one day Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he heard this rumor and he was always staying with Lord Chaitanya. He wandered so much with the Lord Chaitanya, but after all, what so many people are saying, maybe there's some truth in it. So
भगवान प्रकट हुए हैं और साधु होकर दर्शन नहीं करते
इन ऑल डायरेक्शंस पीपल वर सेइंग कृष्णा हैज अपीयर्ड ऑन कालिया एंड यू ऑल आर साधुस यू डोंट गो टेक दर्शन
वृंदावन धाम है वो रात में प्रकट होते हैं
दिस इज वृंदावन धाम दे अपीयर एट नाइट
भट्टाचार्य से नहीं रहा गया
सो बलभद्र
तक रुक नहीं पाए भगवान
बलभद्र भट्टाचार्य ही कुड नॉट टॉलरेट इट एनीमोर And he was very enthusiastic to go and see what happens at night. So he approached Lord Chaitanya.
Prabhu, आप तो स्वयं ही कृष्ण हैं.
He went and approached Mahaprabhu. He said, my dear Lord, you yourself are Krishna. I know, but my life would be really glorious if I could go and see this. Leela of Krishna on Kaliya's hood at night. In Kaliya's lake, the Lord appears at night. I heard. If you please give your permission, I would like to go take darshan. So Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya slapped him and he said, "Don't go follow the crazy public. Public is crazy. Why would the Lord appear at night? You wait till morning time, and then you see what is there. So in the morning, it was all revealed." And everybody, there was a big noise. And actually, it wasn't Kaliya and Krishna. It was just a boatman with a lamp on his boat, and he was catching fish. People thought that his boat was a black boat was Kaliya, and that lamp was the jewel on Kaliya's head, and that the man rowing the boat that was Krishna.
Deepak saath ka mani bana.
This was the rumor.
हमें तो खैर इस घटना से केवल इतना ही तात्पर्य है कि आस्था लोगों के भगवान
बट वी हैव टू ओनली लर्न वन थिंग फ्रॉम दिस इंस्टेंट दैट पीपल गेट सो मच फेथ इन दीज थिंग्स एक्चुअली
केवट को रात
इन दोज डेज पीपल हैड सो मच फेथ इन लॉर्ड कृष्णस पास टाइम्स हिज पर्सन पर्सनैलिटीज हिज गुनास एंड हिज लीला दैट इवन वेन दे हैव अ They see something which may be something else. They only think that this is Krishna's pastime. So we can learn from this how people were so faithful in the olden days.
मूर्ति के रूप में फिर भी मूर्खों को नहीं दिखाई देते.
But in this age, the Lord is personally present in His deity form. Still, these foolish people cannot see.
ये कितना गिर गया समय.
Just see how degraded people have become. They say it's stone. People previously had Shraddha.
कोई भी व्यक्ति कुछ भी कर रहा है तो वैष्णव को यही सोचना चाहिए कि भगवान कृष्ण को ही नमस्कार कर रहा है.
एनीबॉडी कुड बी डूइंग एनीथिंग बट द वैष्णव्स थिंक ही मस्ट बी ऑफरिंग प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण.
अपनी विधि है वाच्य वाचक शक्त है जो शब्द
एंड वाच्य वाचक शक्त है इन टेक्स्ट 43
बोलने की शक्ति वो भी शक्ति वे दिए है शब्द वही बनाए हैं और शब्द के द्वारा जिस चीज का वर्णन किया जा रहा
है. हिमसेल्फ हैज एक्सप्रेस्ड ही हिमसेल्फ इज द गिवर ऑफ आइडियाज एंड वर्ड्स
वो भी वही है.
एंड द पर्सनैलिटी हु द वर्ड्स आर एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट्स ऑल्सो हिम. सो वट एवर इन द वर्ल्ड दे आर टॉकिंग अबाउट
तो भगवान बोल रहे हैं भगवान शब्द दिए हैं और जिसके विषय में बोला जा रहा है वो भी सब भगवान का.
एंड दे आर टॉकिंग अबाउट गॉड सो दिस इज कॉल्ड वाच्य वाचक शक्ति
दे रहे हैं और जिसके विषय में बोला
द लॉर्ड इज गिविंग द शक्ति टू स्पीक एंड फॉर हुम अबाउट हुम द पीपल आर स्पीकिंग दैट इज ऑल्सो गॉड. दिस इज व्हाट इट मीन्स
प्रमाण मूलाय कवय शास्त्र जो है आप प्रमाण
44
जैसे किसी वस्तु को देखने के लिए आप प्रमाण है.
नमा प्रमाण मूलय यू ऑल्सो द मूल द बेसिस ऑफ द evidence of Pramaan. We offer our obeisances to you. You are the basis of all authoritative evidence. You are the eye of the eye. In Upanishad also it is said, whatever evidence there is, he is the evidence of the evidence because he is Kavi. And Drishta, from whom Shastras and Vedas have appeared.
लोगों की ये मान्यता है संसार में कि
सम पीपल इन दिस वर्ल्ड दे बिलीव दैट गॉड मस्ट बी जस्ट रेस्टिंग ऑन ए नाइस रेस्टिंग आर्म चेयर
कुछ करते नहीं हो क्योंकि करता है काम वो जिसको जरूरत है जो
ही डजंट वर्क
और जो पूर्ण है पूरा विश्व का
बिकॉज दोज हु इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ दिस होल यूनिवर्स ही हैज नथिंग टू डू
मालिक थोड़े कुछ करता है
सो ही डजंट डू एनीथिंग
लेकिन नहीं आप करते आप प्रवृत्त रहते
बट यू प्रवृत्त
भगवान हमेशा क्रिया में रहते
यू ऑलवेज डूइंग एंड निवृत्त आया
दृष्टि से देखा जाए तो हमेशा निवृत्त है क्योंकि उनको कोई इच्छा नहीं है.
एंड व्हेन यू सी फ्रॉम अनदर एंगल ही इज कृष्णा इज निवृत्त आया ही हैज नो डिजायर ही डजंट नीड एनीथिंग
ऐसी कोई वस्तु नहीं है जो कृष्ण को अप्राप्त है.
देयर इज नथिंग दैट
उस दृष्टि से वे अप्रवृत्त
इज नॉट अवेलेबल टू हिम देयर इज नथिंग
केवल जीवों के हित के लिए सृष्टि करते हैं.
ही क्रिएट्स दिस यूनिवर्स ओनली फॉर द हित बेनिफिट ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज
और कार्य करते हैं लीला करते हैं
एंड ही डज हिज लीला एंड वर्क
अपनी इच्छा से अपने अभाव की पूर्ति के लिए नहीं
बिकॉज ही डजंट नीड एनीथिंग बिकॉज ही डजंट नीड एनीथिंग देयरफॉर द कालियस वाइफ से प्रवृत्ताया एंड निवृत्ताया
भगवान निगम
निगमाया नमो नमः
भगवान से ही सबको सब कुछ प्राप्त हो सकता है.
निगम मीन्स फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एवरीथिंग कैन बी अवेलेबल टू एवरीवन.
जगत में जो कुछ भी किसी जीव को जो मिल रहा है वो कारण भगवान है निगम का.
इन दिस वर्ल्ड वट एवर इज एनी लिविंग एंटिटी गेटिंग इट्स कमिंग फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड इट्स कॉल्ड निगम.
गमयती प्राप्यति सर्वान अर्थानिति निगम स निगम जो सब कुछ प्राप्त कराते हैं धर्म अर्थ काम मोक्ष जो कुछ भी है उसकी प्राप्ति भगवान से ही होती है किसी.
द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी इज द वन हु इज गिविंग धर्म अर्थ काम मोक्ष ही इज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड सो ही इज कॉल्ड निगम. Therefore, the Vedas are also called Nigam.
Namaya namo namah. Namah Krishnaya Ramaya Vasudeva Sutta. रूप में है राम मतलब शंकर सार वसुदेव जी के पुत्र.
Text 45.
चतुर्व्यूह के रूप में कृष्ण को नमस्कार यह कह रही है.
They're saying in the form of चतुर्व्यूहा we offer our obeisances to you.
अंत इंद्रिया है चार जिनको अंतःकरण चतुष्टय कहा जाता है.
ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज इनसाइड फोर इंद्रियस
अहंकार मन और बुद्धि
माइंड अहंकार
इन चारों को कंट्रोल
इंटेलिजेंस
के लिए परमात्मा अपने को चार रूप में एक्सपेंड
टू कंट्रोल ऑल दीज द सुपर सोल मेक्स हिमसेल्फ इनटू फोर
तो उनको वासुदेव संकर्षण प्रद्युम्न और अनिरुद्ध
वासुदेव संकर्षण प्रद्युम्न एंड अनिरुद्ध दे कॉल्ड
मन के कंट्रोलर बुद्धि के चित्त के
मन बुद्धि एंड अहंकार कंट्रोलर्स
संकर्षण है
द कंट्रोलर ऑफ द फॉल्स ईगो इज संकर्षण
और चित्त के नियंता वासुदेव बुद्धि के नियंता
द हार्ट्स कंट्रोलर इज वासुदेव द इंटेलिजेंस
और मन के नियंता
कंट्रोलर इज प्रद्युम्न
अनिरुद्ध
एंड माइंड इज कंट्रोलर इज अनिरुद्ध
लेकिन इन चारों के रूप में कौन है कृष्ण इसलिए कृष्ण को प्रणाम
एंड कृष्ण इज ऑल फोर ऑफ देम देयरफॉर वी ऑफर ऑबेसेंसेस टू यू
लेकिन इन चारों के रूप में कौन है नाम करें नमो कृष्णाय नमः कृष्णाय राम आय आप ही राम है मतलब संकर्षण से
यू आर राम मीन संकर्षण
वसुदेव सुताय च
वसुदेव सुताय च
वसुदेव जी के पुत्र
वसुदेव सन
मतलब बलराम जी
आर यू योर लॉर्ड बलराम
यहाँ वसुदेव सुताय कृष्ण के लिए नहीं कह रही
हियर वसुदेव सुताय इज नॉट कृष्ण
आप ही
ही इज टेलिंग दे आर टेलिंग कृष्ण
चारों
नमः कृष्णाय यू आर रामाय यू आर वसुदेव सुता
यूर
प्रद्युम्न एंड यूर अनिरुद्ध सो द लॉर्ड विद हिज डिफरेंट स्वरूप ही कंट्रोल्स डिफरेंट थिंग सो एवरी वन्स माइंड द कंट्रोलर इज लॉर्ड अनिरुद्ध
इसलिए भगवान अनिरुद्ध से प्रार्थना की गई है भागवत चौथे स्कंध के 24
देयरफॉर इन फोर्थ कैंटो इन 24th फोर्थ कैंटो 24th चैप्टर देयर इज अ प्रेयर टू लॉर्ड अनिरुद्ध
हे अनिरुद्ध भगवान
हे अनिरुद्ध
मन को शुद्ध करके अपने रूप गुण लीला में लगा
माय डियर लॉर्ड अनिरुद्ध प्लीज प्यूरिफाई आवर माइंड्स एंड एंगेज इट इन योर फॉर्म एंड क्वालिटीज एंड पास्ट टाइम्स
और बुद्धि के स्वामी है भगवान प्रद्युम्न
एंड द लॉर्ड ऑफ बुद्धि
अहंकार
इंटेलिजेंस इज लॉर्ड प्रद्युम्न
जैसे हम सोचते रहते हम ये हैं हमारा शरीर है हमारा ये
एंड फॉल्स ईगो जस्ट लाइक वी थिंक आई एम दिस दिस इज माय बॉडी दिस इज माय दिस
मेरा माइंड इसको अहंकार
अहमता एंड ममता इट्स कॉल्ड अहंकार फॉल्स ईगो
इन सब के इन भावनाओं के नियंता भगवान संकर्षण है
लॉर्ड संकर्षण इज द नियमता कंट्रोलर ऑफ ऑल दीज फीलिंग्स
चेतना जो है उसके नियंता भगवान वासुदेव
एंड चेतना कॉन्शियसनेस द कंट्रोलर ऑफ दैट इज वासुदेव
चेतना इसको अंतःकरण चतुष्टय कहते हैं और अंतःकरण चतुष्टय को कंट्रोल
इट्स कॉल्ड अंतःकरण चतुष्टय द फोर फॉर्म्स ऑफ द इनसाइड हार्ट फीलिंग्स
भगवान
जो अपने कंट्रोल ऑल फोर कृष्णा एक्सपेंड हिमसेल्फ
इन टू
ऑल दिस फोर इन दिस वे दे आर ऑफरिंग ऑबेसेंसेस टू ऑल फोर
गुण प्रदीपाय गुण वृत्तलक्षाय गुण दृष्टि स्वसंविदे गुण प्रदीपाय यहाँ गुण का अर्थ है अंतःकरण चतुष्टय अंतःकरण चतुष्टय को आप ही प्रकाशित करते हैं नहीं तो चेत अहंकार
दिस चेत फॉल्स ईगो माइंड एंड इंटेलिजेंस
चेतना भगवान
दीज आर ऑल मटेरियल क्वालिटीज एंड फॉर देम टू वर्क
तब कोई व्यक्ति मन से
द लॉर्ड गिव्स द कॉन्शियसनेस
अध्यवसाय करता है
देन अ पर्सन कैन थिंक विद हिज माइंड और विद हिज इंटेलिजेंस ही कैन डू थिंग्स
या चेतन रह करके कोई कार्य करता
और ही कैन बी कॉन्शियस एंड डू समथिंग
यह शक्ति देता है इसलिए
द लॉर्ड लॉर्ड गिव्स दिस शक्ति टू डू दिस थिंग देयरफॉर ही इज कॉल्ड प्रदीप ही इज कॉल्ड गुणा ही इज कॉल्ड गुणा प्रदीप मीन्स ही हु मैनिफेस्ट वेरियस क्वालिटीज
इसलिए
of modes of material nature. Lord, you are in every atom. So you are in our intelligence, our mind, false ego, intelligence, and our husbands in this way. In other words, our husband's nature and his cruelty and his hissing and wanting to bite, all these things actually you're making him do. It is coming from you. So my dear Lord, please give up this anger towards my husband, our husband, and please forgive him. So everyone has this four indriya, antaha indriya, and these four indriyas are controlling the outside senses. The source of outside senses are these mind, intelligence, false ego, etc. So my dear Lord, you are covering the living entities with these. So here Hariswari Prabhu is asking a question: if the Lord himself is covering everyone from within with these modes of material nature, then why we cannot understand within ourselves very clearly who he is? If he himself is controlling our mind, intelligence, false ego, etc., so why we cannot see him? So the Nagpatnis, the wives of Kaliyas, they answer in this verse 46, Gunatmak, Gunatman Chhadanaya. Text 46. So the living entity is differently covered because of your disguising them. In other words, the condition of our mind, intelligence, false ego, etc., that decides how we will understand the Lord. It's like saying we're sitting inside this hall. It's like saying we're saying that the sun is covered. But actually the sun is not covered, our eyes are covered. So in the same way, the living entity's intelligence is covered, not the Supreme Lord. Whatever the chetana consciousness is, according to that the Lord can see, just like the sun being covered by this building. Therefore one should purify their mind. If one's mind is purified, then we are able to understand the Lord. Otherwise, what's the use of having consciousness? You have mind, you have false ego, you have intelligence, but it's all useless. Therefore, different people can realize God differently. How you can say that the Lord is acting from inside, controlling everything? Mind, intelligence with false ego, when we do some work, then we can understand, it reveals that there is some living being, some force, higher force, divine force inside, who is sitting inside our body and making us work. We can understand that you are inside the body, and that you are also drishtva, you are a sakshi, witness. And you are swa samvid, just like you give knowledge to the living entity.
And आपको जब कोई ज्ञान प्राप्त करना है या
he can receive from the super soul inside. But for yourself, you don't need all this. You are swa samvin.
भगवान को प्रयास नहीं करना.
The Lord does not have to make any endeavor to know something. He already knows. He does not have to think. Just like Lord, the Sun God, He never has to think that I should give light. This is natural, this is His swabhav, to be, to give light. In the same way, the Supreme Lord Krishna, He does not have to work hard in His brain. Let me think what happened in the past. He already knows. He's already full of all knowledge. The Nag Kanyas, they're saying swa samvin. You are automatically all knowledgeable. The humans, the manushya people, they have to go to school, they have to learn, they have to make endeavor to study, to get knowledge. We have to practice. By practice, learning, again and again, reciting, we learn something. But Lord does not, He is automatically all knowledgeable. They're saying swasambit. We are par samvit. Means if somebody else will teach us something, we will learn. That's par samvit. But Krishna, you are swa samvit. Now these days, how can we be, we're even less swa samvit. If for little math to count some money, people pull out their calculator. And so how can we be even a little swa samvit? We are par samvit. We depend on other things. Not somebody else has to do the calculation. And that also a machine. There are so many people these days that if they don't have this simple, if they don't have the calculator in their hand, they will not be able to do this simple math. People are becoming like this. Before the turn of the century, everyone was saying, in 2000, year 2000, all the computers will fail. What will happen? I said, so what? Computers will fail. You're all educated. You can do math without computers. And this person said, no, Maharaj, you don't understand. We cannot do anything without computers. And nothing happened. People these days have no gyan. They don't have the strength to hear, to think, to see. Not so much shakti they have these days. It's decreasing.